Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. My name is Ray Hewer. Jeff Gargis is here drinking coffee, but he is in a ratty old t-shirt, according to him. So I look great. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, or LinkedIn, you know that obviously I look fabulous for the day. And Jeff Gargis is just here. But if you're listening on Teach Better Talk, you don't necessarily have that same visual. So I, of course, am in a black cardigan, hair's beautiful and long. Jeff is in a black t-shirt with his glasses and looking at me a little upset. So we'll be right back. Hey everyone, welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show. We have the absolutely stunning Jeffrey Gargis with us today. Hey Jeff, good morning. You are just glowing and I'm so thrilled that you get to be here with me this morning.
I'm so happy to be here. To be fair, my shirt does say education is dope.
It does? Oh, okay. Well, that's
I mean, it's falling apart. This is one of my favorite shirts. I've had it for a long, long time, but
I mean, education is dope. I like that.
Yeah, so.
All right, anyway. I like your shirt then. Never mind.
Shout out to Blake Nathan and Educate Me Foundation.
Sorry. There you go. I take back everything I've said over the last few minutes.
No. It's still raggedy. It's still like an old beat, but it's a good t-shirt. I had a hoodie on and I was a little warm, so I took it off. And
yeah, to be clear, I was quoting him.
Yeah, I know what he said. Yeah. He's being mean, even though I know that would be on character.
He's the one who said it, and then we were like live instantly, and I was like, oh, I'm going to take that line. Morning, everyone.
Well, good morning.
Yeah, how's your coffee?
Honestly, a little cold. Yeah, I've had this cup for a little bit. It's like almost gone. I'm just sipping on the last little bit, and it's gonna get me through the show. But it's I need more.
We haven't done like a Teach Better Family Cheers in a long time. Like, can we do like a morning, everyone? Cheers. There you go. Cheers. Yeah, kind of fun. Love it. Mm.
Which, while we're cheersing, you might as well drop in the comments. Let us know what you're drinking. Are you a coffee person? A tea person? Whiskey? Like, what are you doing this morning?
Okay.
It's Friday. We don't know what kind of day it is. You know, it is Friday today, right? Yeah, today's Friday.
It's Friday. And this could be potentially kind of like wrapping up an educator's winter break. Or maybe that's back. True. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
Kind
of, we're back. Kids are back. My kids are back at school now. So,
yeah.
Of course, we're off for the next 2 days. But like, you know, whatever.
I think it's great that it's 2024 and we're headed into the fun of all the things we have in store.
Can I ask you a question? And also to everyone watching, you could share how many times so far have you written 23 on the day? We talked about this the other day when you were, I think, the first show back about how we're all going to not know that it's 24. We're going to write 23. How many times have you written 23 instead of 24 on a date so far?
Okay. I want to confirm. I actually have the opposite problem where in December and November of last year, I was writing 2024 because I'm a goof.
No. So I did that too. You did that because I did that with a couple of sign-in tasks where I'm like, and I'm like, wait, no, that's not quite 24 yet. But I was I started to get in the mindset of like, oh crap, I'm going to forget to write 2024.
Yes.
Interesting. So
I feel like I'm doing pretty well, but I'm only like, we're only a weekend. Today's my sister's birthday, January 5th. So I know, I could write today, January 5th, 2024. I have no idea how old she is, but I know that today is her birthday.
It's Dr. Dana's birthday.
Dr. Dana Rymack. Yeah.
Rymack. That's right. Because when did she get married? A couple years now.
That's kind of the joke. Dana doesn't know when she got married because they got married in secret and planned this like big, beautiful wedding that got canceled with COVID. And then because it got rescheduled 4 times and canceled again, they just kind of gave up and they're like, listen, guys, we've been married for over 2 years. I think she technically, Dana, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I think she technically got married in 2019, like June of 2019. I was there. Like, we had like a really, really tiny internal family celebration. And like, then everyone was sworn to secrecy. And then COVID happened.
So then 2020, you were supposed to do like the actual celebration for everyone else to come.
Yeah. So like August of 2020, there was like this massive wedding planned that never happened.
Well, you know, it's an interesting, like, the celebration is the celebration. Technically, people are married or not married when they sign their name and pay for a license. So, like, a lot, most people get married technically, like, a couple months before they get married. So, you're fine.
I think it's great. I'm excited. She's wonderful. I'm glad
she's a Buckeye married. Now.
She has the best husband ever. She has the best job ever working for Ohio State. So, yeah, my sister's fabulous. Don't you love when you have family members that you can just brag on, or like really close friends that do something cool and you just want to like brag about them? Like, my sister falls into that category. Some of all of you even listening, like, fall into that category where someone would be like, oh, I don't know, Carly Spina. And I'm like, guys, I know Carly Spina and she is so cool. She is so cool.
She's cool. And for all of you that enjoy having that person you can brag on as well, you're welcome.
I mean, I guess you kind of.
I brag on a lot of people. We do brag on a lot of people in our community.
We have really great people in our community. It's pretty easy to, but I mean, Katie Miglin will eventually be back. She hasn't worked for years.
I'm not bragging on Katie. I'm mad at her. So we're not going to.
That's fair. She did have a baby. Joshua Stamper, I brag on all the time.
Brag on Joshua. Yeah, all the time.
Chad Orshowski, I brag on all the time. Brad Hughes, I brag on all the time. Like, I feel like anyone you name in our network, I can tell you why I brag on them. Like, this would be really easy. If any of you are listening and you want to comment to show us that you're here live or listening after the fact, like, I promise you, I will be able to like add a comment to your comment after the show and be like, I absolutely bragged on you and here's what I've said. Like, not like for sure. That's what I like about our network, is we all really like get to know each other on a little bit more of a personal level. And so, I mean, I don't think there's a single Teach Better ambassador that I can't brag on, or a single member of Mastermind I can't be like, oh my gosh, I brag on them.
We're going to start streaming later in the day on Fridays. We'll call it like Bragging Fridays. And just like you and me, we'll have a drink and we'll literally just talk about how cool people are.
I'm fine with that. That's like the thing people don't understand, is there's a lot of communities out there. There's a lot of resources out there. We encourage you to be a part of all of them. Like, we want you to have great resources and great people, but there's something different about the Teach Better family where, yes, we all are like on this journey of improvement, but we really actually like take the time to get to know one another. And if we haven't yet done that, it's the intention to. Like, if you're new and this is maybe your first or second episode of Teach Better Today Morning Show, maybe we don't know each other well enough yet, but our intention as a community is to put effort towards getting to know the people in our network and our family. And I love that. That's special.
So if you're new, rest assured, we are stalking you.
Yeah, I love stalking people.
We're finding all the awesome things you do. I love
Jeff, you do awesome love this community. Thing. I do this brag on you.
This is you brag on me? That's interesting.
I do. I get very, what's it called?
When like irritated?
No. Okay, hold on. Work with me here. What's it called when somebody comes to you and they're like, oh, Jeff Garvis, he's my best friend. And you're like, whoa, no. He's
jealous?
Like, possessive? Is that what it is?
Possessive, maybe.
You know, where it's like, we're like, I'm like, listen, I know you know Jeff, but he's my best friend. Like, you don't even know. You know
possessive
what I mean?
Might be the word.
Yeah, because people always like, how did you start a business? How is it? What is it like owning a business in education? And I'm like, everyone needs a Jeff Gargis. And people are like, oh yeah, Jeff's so helpful. And I'm like, no. He's my Jeff Gargis. You will be your own Jeff Gargis. Like, I'm not giving up or sharing my Jeff Gargis. Like, you need one, but that one's mine. You go get your own. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally do. And yeah, for anybody who thinks this is weird, just know that my wife 100% supports all these comments and approved.
Yeah. Amy is, I love Amy too, but come on, you have to understand that, like, teacher bestie you have, or like,
yeah, it's like I yeah, it's like, I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's, I don't want to sound as old as I'm gonna sound, but like, it's a little bit of kid sister.
I don't know, like, when reference.
But like, well, I don't either. I don't have a kid sister either. Like, that's why I think that maybe you would be that. I don't know. Like oh, you're a kid sister of mine.
Yeah.
Like, you're my kid sister who, like, who's annoying and irritating, but I'll kill for you.
Okay, like, that I completely understand. Yes, completely. Because people, like, we're very much like, we treat each other like siblings, whether we.
Well, we've had people, like, so many people tell us that too. Like.
Right. Actually, yeah. To be fair, early on in the Teach Better family, people would always think either I was married to Chad or you were married to Chad and we were siblings. I'm like, yeah, you know, we have a really great.
That's how it happened. Chad group. And I are married and you're my sister. So Chad, I like your in-law.
That's good.
Early on, we had a lot of people that thought that Chad and I were a couple of some sort. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be cute together. It's fine.
We traveled because for the first few years, like, we traveled a lot together all the time.
Yeah, we're going to transition here into, like, actual education.
We should really transition out of this. So, Chad.
But while we transition, if you could put in the chat what, like, assumptions or misconceptions you had about maybe faces of the Teach Better team that later on you're like, oh, maybe that's not true. Like, add that in. We want to know. We'll be back. About this episode, but we're still glad you're here. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show. We're heading into our team talk, which for many of you, you know, is a section of our show, every single show, where we get into some educational conversation, even though this morning, the first 12 minutes of our conversation was absolute shenanigans. I actually do have something that we were going to talk about today.
I think it's important that we get there soon.
Can we save this episode? Is this a lost cause? It's Friday.
Listen, we said the word education a few times. So that's education. Really, at that point,
I feel like we've done our job.
What are we talking about now? Let's.
Okay. So many of us have either started back in the classroom or are headed back into the classroom. It's Friday. We're headed into a weekend. I thought it might be valuable to have a quick conversation about how you can utilize the grid method, which many of you I know either are aware of, use, have taken trainings on. It's a mastery learning framework, essentially. You just take your content, you plug it in, to use that to help with students transitioning back into the school system. And this could be something that you use at any time throughout the year, even if you've been back in school for the last day or two. But is a really valuable way to kind of transition students while also highlighting concepts you want them to remember from last semester. And, or for me, the biggest thing is remembering, like, key routines that help your classroom function. So that's kind of where I wanted to head for this conversation.
I'm good with that. We can go that way.
So for many of you who may not be aware, the grid method, if you want to go learn about that, I won't necessarily talk too much on it, but there's, like, a ton of free resources, downloads, courses, everything over at teachbetter.com/thegridmethod. For me specifically related to this conversation, we made an introduction grid cheat sheet. We did it this year. I can't believe it took us, what was it, like 8 or 9 years to make. Like, that makes no sense. But we made an introduction cheat sheet that is really, really, really beneficial. And it practically builds, like, half of it for you. Obviously, total flexibility to change stuff. Mm-hmm. But the goal of an introduction grid would be to expose your students to reestablishing the mindset, the routines, the background knowledge you want them to have. And you can totally, because you choose the content, you can totally adapt it to be something that is quick and maybe only takes one class period, or maybe goes deeper into the information and could take as long as, you know, a few days, a week to be able to have students utilize. And while many of us are worried about taking time away from strategic content, new content for our students, this is actually a huge time saver long term, that you're reestablishing those routines, reestablishing that background knowledge, because it will help you be more efficient and effective moving forward into the semester. So for those of you who want that download, I will email it out just to make it easy for you. But literally, if you go over to teachbetter.com/the grid method, it's called the, I think, introduction guide.
It might actually say cheat sheet. Yeah, it's on the homepage too.
Might be the cheat sheet. It's for sure on the homepage. So if you just go to teachbetter.com and scroll down, you'll see it. But essentially, it talks about what the introduction grid is. And then on the back, that's the part that I think is valuable. The second page, the back, has a model of what a grid, an intro to grid could look like. It kind of highlights some things that we find to be like essential, but you obviously can make those decisions to be different. And then it includes some ideas if you're looking for things to include, like that background knowledge and content, like that get to know you survey as the year starts or whatever. Like we have those ideas for you there too. So could be a good way for you to get into maybe some of the mastery learning practices this semester, or if that isn't where you want to head, it could just be a good way to reestablish student expectations.
Yeah. Awesome. That's cool. We do have, it took us a long time to make that. That's weird.
It makes no sense because we
might not want to pull on that string, but like
we used to do webinars on how to make an intro guide. We've done so many live sessions on building intro grids. And I don't know, this year was the
first. Yeah, I mean, there's at least one free course that's the replay of a 3-part series or something like that of building an introduction grid too.
At least
TeachBetterAcademy.com. Yeah.
And then this guide, I don't know why it was never created, but we like threw it together this year, like this summer. And I feel like
that's what matters.
It's super helpful. So
it is super helpful. Yeah.
So for those of you who might be interested, obviously if you want to talk more on the grid method, obviously there's resources for you. If you reach out to me or Jeff, but obviously like if you reach out to me in direct messages, like I'd love to hop on a call and talk through it. Here to support you, but kind of nice on a Friday to be thinking through some of the things we might want to do as the year continues. And this is a good time to start implementing those things.
I love it. It's good stuff.
Okay. So that's my education thing. Did we check?
I think we're good. I think we checked the box. Let's get out of here before we ruin it.
Okay.
And let everyone get on with their Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy
Friday. We love you guys. We hope you have an amazing rest of your day. We'll be back obviously for Teach Better Day next week. And we got good guests lined up. I mean, we have good things heading forward. So let us know if you need anything. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.